I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will he let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far. I'm so far down.
To WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Buzz's best performance as he was very far away from the mic, but we still got him.
He's learning.
Speaking of Buzz, Commissioner Buzz is here for the Fantasy Football League Report. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here.
There you go.
Would like to say right off the bat, apologies for spreading some fake news in last week's segment.
Ooh.
Oh, what happened?
We are six teams in the playoffs. Last year was seven.
Jack, but I got blamed.
Yeah, well, last year you did make it seven. And I even if I wanted to switch it back to seven, I can't. It locked
maybe,
it in at six.
Maybe it was COVID rules.
It might have been in the year 2024.
COVID rules.
So we're six teams in the playoffs. Let's just establish that once and for all. I triple checked on that. So we're going to start with Spike.
Nah.
Who was taking on number three, Ricky.
Yeah.
Spike got 30 from Josh Allen, 22 from JSN. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Everyone else in single digits. Kayshawn Booty had zero before going out with injury. Ricky cruises to a 133-94 win.
It's a lost season, and I'm hoping that it is like last year's Sixer season. Hopefully we get a high draft pick next year.
Man.
And we can rebuild, but just the... I'm just saying
it's
that
a
we,
tough one.
A lot of injuries this year. A lot of injuries. I don't know what to do.
Let's go to Jack.
Yeah.
It's coming off the worst week in league history.
Yep.
Jack taking on Bam, and I think Jack is officially banned for making Bam eye test jokes for at least 1 week.
Oh, really?
Because he lost 150 to 104.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Bam, smoked by Bam.
Bam got 44 from Caleb Williams, 24 from DJ Moore, 21 from Sam Laporta.
Who's setting his lineup?
The brother is. Jack's team seems to be running out of gas officially.
The little engine that could.
Yeah,
nothing
now
left.
Now it's the little engine they couldn't.
Yeah, it can't.
Yep.
Can't. Yep. Team stinks.
No, man. The team is all right. Listen, I'm looking at your... Yeah, you didn't get any... Well, Justice Hill? What is he doing on your team?
I accidentally forgot he was still in my starting lineup. So
come on, man.
I didn't realize about Thursday night. Forgot.
Well, you didn't have much else. You had Charbonnet, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
No, it would not have mattered.
Let's get to Ike.
Who's
taking on Yoshi.
Yes.
Got 21 from Drake May.
Man, Drake, what a great trade I made.
19 from Ashton Jeanty.
Mm, how about that? Is that the first game Ashton Jeanty actually showed up?
I was going to say.
It's about time.
Yeah, this might be the first game he showed up in.
It is about time. Yeah. But Yoshi got 32 from Justin Herbert.
That's a tough one.
22 from Puka Nacua.
Yeah,
38 from Drake London.
That was bull.
Yeah.
That was bull right
that
there.
That guy's not a 38.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Three touchdowns to Drake London?
A 163-95 win for Yoshi.
And hold on. And
95.
He even got 17 from Parker Washington. Really?
Who's that?
But
the
still.
For the Jags.
You had 95. I mean, what? That doesn't really matter when you're putting up 95.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I put up 94. I'm right there with you.
And I had Sam Darnold on the bench. He scored 36.
And Drake May. Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, well, I could have had Josh Downs in. That wouldn't have really helped. I don't think anything would have helped me beat Yoshi.
You lost by 68. Yeah. I don't think it would have made a big difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to find 68 points on my bench.
Yeah.
Takeaways from the week. I believe this is the first time ever that all three of you lost in the same week.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Is that the first time we all lost?
I believe so.
Because last year, we were all great.
You're all
right?
Really good.
Yeah, we were good teams last year.
I was the best team in the league.
No, my team was the best team in the league.
Spike had the most points, but the worst record, and Ike had a good team.
We all made the playoffs.
Most points and won the championship. That is definitely
the
best team in the league. No.
Well, as of right now.
Most points and won the title?
Yeah, there's no smoke and mirrors there.
As of right now, all three of you are outside tied the playoffs, just for what it's worth.
Shut up, Buzz.
By the way, I don't think that's ever happened that all three of us missed the playoffs.
Still got 5 weeks to go.
Well, I can tell you what. You better hope one of us makes the playoffs if you want these updates through the
playoffs.
Segments.
Yeah.
Buzz, what are you going to do about this?
What am I going to do? Yeah. You want me to rig the league for one of you guys?
No, do your job. That's what I want you to do. There's no way.
It's like when the big markets are all failing and the
Goodell,
league fails.
Goodell would do something about
this.
Yeah,
of course.
Definitely.
Marcus won what was the closest matchup in league history back in week five when he won by .46. Mm-hmm. This week he played Tony, won by .24.
Wow.
So Marcus continues his unbelievable
hanging on
run
by
here.
The skin of his teeth.
Here comes McBride.
I believe it is.
Hold on. Did you ever get a hold of Georgia North Philly?
No. He's still off the face of the earth. I tried calling him last week. Yeah. Phone's disconnected.
He's out.
Wow.
Oh, hopefully not out.
Couldn't find that. I reverse searched him with his email, phone number. Couldn't find anything.
Wow.
So,
should we go to his house?
I did find his address if we want to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Fritz, you have the fewest amount of points in the league.
Yeah, I know. 7th place, by the way.
Yep. Just looked at it. I'm like, man.
I told you, team stinks. We're a defense-first led team.
And speaking of George, falling off the face of the earth finally caught up with him. He lost 136-59 to RC.
I'm not sure we still should be making George jokes.
Yeah, we got to make sure that George is still with us.
If you know George in North Philly.
Maybe he's in jail?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
The phone's disconnected.
Anyway, the call has been put out, but we're not getting any answers at the moment.
All right.
In the rankings, Yoshi, he remains at number 5 with his win over Ike.
Wow.
RC won, as I just mentioned, 136-59 over George. He remains at 4. Ricky, he stays at 3 with the win over Spike. Dustin won 132-105 over Derek. He stays at 2. And also staying at 1, Marcus won 136-135.64 over Tony. Another first, no movement in the rankings at all. All the top 5 won.
Wow.
Strong.
You know, lazy by you.
I'm thinking.
Lazy by me. The teams keep winning.
Nah. I'm thinking.
Find some kind of intrigue.
I'm thinking looking at Buzz. I wonder if I should do every week like the Eagles Insider Power Rankings, the part-time producer power rankings.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
But that also requires extra work. Like listening to the station in off hours.
No. I'm just going to do based on my experiences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, Buzz?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Accountability sounds great.
Yep. We had Deep Voice Luke in here admitting that he got scared, you know, producing the show.
DVL?
Yep, DVL.
Who else is on the show?
Well, Fran occasionally.
Fran, yeah.
What happened to Rojas?
No, I mean, he never produces the show anymore.
Yeah, I don't see
him. We ran him away?
Yeah.
Well, he's still doing his podcast, maybe. Maybe he hates producing the show. Does he hate producing the show?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're certainly not the most warm and fuzzy with Fran.
Nah. But once you get in, he's too busy pissing me off at the Chickies once a week.
Yeah, right? Or at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yes, that one too.
We're off the air, Fran. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep. All right, great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
This segment was sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM Insurance to learn. NJMinsurance.com
and
to learn more.
Buzz got out, by the way.
He did.
Yeah,
he
got the hint.
Yep. There he goes.
There he is.
There he goes. There goes Buzz. It's killing him to leave. It's murdering him.
He wants
him
to stare at you so bad.
Yeah. 8 minutes right here in the WIP afternoon show. Not enough for him. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy. How are you, boys?
What's up, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
Oh, man. On the outside looking in, fellas. I hate to do it to you, man. But I'm going to let Buzz go today. He gave me a shout-out at the end. He's got to show the future champ a little bit more respect when he gives his updates weekly. You know what I mean?
I agree.
He's the reason I'm not undefeated, because he's got a bogus scoring system, but that's a conversation.
Oh, now it's a bogus scoring system. What's the bogus scoring system?
Jack, the bogus scoring system is not favoring you at all, because I think you have more times in double figures than triple figures all season.
Dude, that's probably true.
Oh, it's definitely true.
Smoking mirrors.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I got a serious question. This isn't sports related. It comes down to my winnings when I win this league.
There's no winnings.
Yesterday, there better be something, Spritz. I'm keeping you in charge of that. But yesterday's winning, you guys gave out a Hess truck.
Yeah.
What is Lakeman doing back there? He's giving the morning show AC/DC tickets. He's giving you guys a truck that we can get from.
Nah. You are not disrespecting the Hess toy truck. People love the Hess toy truck. And by the way, this year it's the 2025 stock car racers. You will not. AC/DC, God bless them. They're 100 years old. I'd rather have a Hess truck.
Spike, I understand.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing.
Not done.
Here's the other thing, Dustin. Morning show needs it.
You're absolutely right. Dude.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, they only have 17 different people on the show.
All the gifts, all the prizes.
What's next? Winners and Weasels on Friday?
Yeah.
Britzy in the background, dude. It's Clay. That's why you guys are the best show. There's two shows on this radio that's the two greatest shows of all time, and you guys are right there, dude.
Oh, thank you. There. Who's the other one?
It's got to be you and John Johnson, dude. Overnight.
Hold on. This is taking a turn.
Spritz, I talked to you about it before. Spike, before you hate on it, dude, I worked overnight, and I had to deal with it for 4 hours. And it made the night go. It's just like listening to you guys. And he midday snack of the day would be classic, dude. If you could get him on the air, get some of his reactions.
Lots of nuts in here.
I have no problems with John Johnson at all. And I think it's impressive as a solo host to do overnights every single night.
Are you kidding me?
That's a tough guy. Yes. Dude, I'd be doing the different snack every segment getting through that show. That's rough.
He puts on a great show, dude. He puts on a great show.
All love for John Johnson.
You couldn't handle being his producer, dude. These guys let you off with some of the stupid stuff you say. You get called out on the overnight for some of the stuff.
Hold on. I'm part of his crap on your coworker segment every week.
Yesterday, you were keeping me queued up. I waited on hold. The future champ.
Oh, you are. You what a complainer.
Oh, there we go.
5:30.
There we go.
That's what it's about.
On hold. Oh,
this guy.
Real quick, before you move on to the next guy, I got a unique for you, dude. We got the greatest farmer's market of all time in Reading Terminal Market.
It is a good one.
It's a great one. Yes.
I have to say, though, Dustin, farmer's market, not unique to Philadelphia at all.
What do you mean it's not unique to Philadelphia?
I got a farmer's market in my town. I live 20 miles away from Philadelphia.
these injuries in fantasy are really getting to you, dude. They change a man.
Look, dude, Dustin, he's complaining about Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall is 4 catches, 100 yards, and touchdown every week. Look
Fritz,
at the stats.
You can't talk over there.
Shut up. I can talk as much as I want.
Yes,
For the record,
yes.
You sat in the corner during the draft with your paper from 1998. I tried telling you about the app. I tried helping you out, and you wanted to keep it the way you kept it.
That's
dude.
Right.
You know what I mean, dude? I was trying to help you out a little
bit. Listen, I can't help it if Jalen didn't throw AJ the ball for 4 straight weeks.
No, you can't.
You got to love fantasy football. You got to love it, though.
Yep. Is that why you traded for Drake May? You thought maybe there was going to be a connection midseason?
I didn't even think about that.
All right, Dustin. Get out of here.
You know what's unique to Philly?
You know what's unique to Philly? The farmer's market.
Well, hold on. Reading Terminal is.
Reading Terminal Market is great.
It's great.
But, like.
Is that unique to Philly, the Reading Terminal Market?
Well, that specific one.
Yes.
But
of course. I'm just saying, like, something like that. You
there's
know?
Italy in New York. That like, there's...
What a corny name.
I'm just telling you.
Italy?
I'm telling you. I love Reading Terminal Market. It is not the winning answer for what is unique to Philadelphia.
Yeah. That is Seattle's where the fish thing is, right? That's kind of like the Reading Terminal.
No.
Not really?
No.
All right, good call by me.
That is the fish thing is in Seattle.
Well, overrated, by the way.
One thing that the Reading Terminal has that a lot of the markets... Like farmers markets outside don't have all the restaurants.
Yes,
the Reading Terminal has inside there.
Yeah.
Even in Cincinnati, they have a Finley Street Market, but it doesn't have the restaurants that go along with
now,
it.
Now, what if you said the Italian Market?
Italian Market would have been a much better answer, I think, than Reading Terminal Market.
Huh?
Reading Terminal Market's cool. I'm just saying, if you're looking for the winning answer of what's unique to Philadelphia, a building with a bunch of restaurants in it.
I actually had a friend of mine get married in a Reading Terminal.
Really?
That's pretty Philly.
That's Philly.
Yeah.
Really? Married at Reading Terminal Market?
I mean, you had to like rent it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
No. They just did it while everyone else was there.
Why don't you shut up in there? It just feels like that's something that would cost a lot of money to shut down the entire freaking market, okay? I don't know. Maybe they were in the corner. I don't know.
Well, it's not open at night.
So yeah, this is not open at night. That's why.
Yeah, so they don't have to close it down.
Glad we cleared it up.
They didn't shut it down.
I'm sure there's people wondering the same thing.
No, Jack. Yeah, they just have people eating roast pork.
Everybody's walking around the market as the wedding's going on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Can you stay right there? I got to take a picture.
All right.
I will say it was shut down. It was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It was shut down.
Shocker. Who would have guessed?
Not my point.
Oh, Nick in media seems to know something about Ted Williams' frozen head. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm in an elevator right now.
It's okay.
I'll be out in a second. I wanted to talk to you guys about that Ted Williams story very quickly. So the story that I know, and this is what I've seen online as well. I lived in Boston for 5 years. It was confirmed through a friend. But apparently Ted Williams' wishes were that he wanted to be cremated. His son, who had leukemia, also passed away 2 years after him. His son wanted to be frozen with his father. So after Ted Williams had passed, they had him cryogenically frozen, just the head, and then the son is also frozen with him. They're in like some facility in Arizona. And so the story goes, now this part I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently at one point someone went in, did an inspection, and Ted Williams' head was sitting on a can of tuna in the freezer. I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what I heard.
So could you ask me from what you remember?
Star kiss.
What was the point of the freezing rather than burial? Is it so one day like they could bring it back? Like what is the point of freezing the head?
Yeah, I think someday he wanted to, I think he said like he wanted to be brought back and play catch with his dad again. Something like that. Like he wanted to be cured once leukemia was cured, all that stuff. But the story goes that Ted Williams, that he never said anything about it, and it's a shame because they've associated his legacy with that now.
Oh, his son did it. It wasn't him.
He had no desire. He wanted to be cremated, so the story goes.
Wow.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for the info there.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I was kind of thinking about whether or not I should do that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think Renee really wants my head frozen.
No?
Maybe.
She can keep it in the freezer.
Well, the kids certainly aren't going to want to hold on to it.
No?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
What idea of just having your head just there?
It just seems expensive. And then what if the facility your head's at changes? What do they do with the head?
What are we going to actually do with the head? Yeah. What are we doing with this?
And do I want to be reanimated?
Nah.
Like at some point, you know, it's year 2347.
Well, plus,
it's the old version of you.
Yeah.
It's not the current version.
No, I'm saying I want to do it now. I want to get my head cut off now and freeze it. That way, when they bring me back.
Yeah.
You could be doing this exact
job. The headless horseman.
Yes. Yes. That's an idea. Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's the most unique thing about Philly? Jack, the Big Five, Ike. How we hold the players and coaches accountable. Spike, just how damn popular I am.
No.
Alex in Lancaster.
That was not.
That was kind of.
It was about the TV anchors.
Jim.
It was about the TV anchors.
Not. Would never make it about the sports radio.
It was not. It was about the TV anchors.
Yes.
What's next?
Has anyone else noticed the turn that Ike's openings have taken? They used to be stuff like, Jackie Baseball, listen, keep your chin up. Holla at your boy. And now it's stuff like, Jackie Baseball, listen, you smell, shut your mouth. Holla at your boy. Mark and Motko.
Yes. Which is why I was in top five today.
Yeah,
there's been a turn.
Yep.
People are talking.
It's not been a turn, man.
Sneaky little Jack. I always imagine Jack in like the, what's the cartoon where they have the Calvin and Hobbes like peeing on the Dallas Star. Like you see it. That's Jack to me.
All day?
Yeah. Well no, you're the like the Calvin.
I see that.
Yeah, like look.
Oh here we go. Jeez. God. You had a pretty good week too. And all
end of the show. All right. You know what it is?
It's pistachios.
It's the pistachios. I can't do the pistachios during the show.
Yeah, you do them during the show.
I know, but I did it right at the end. I won't do it anymore. I was so hungry.
Oh,
what's
it's all
next?
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought we were best friends. Rebel in South Jersey.
Why? What did you do to Rebel?
Well, because I don't want to clone him when he dies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He feels betrayed.
The cloning is not bringing him back to life.
It's not.
If I could bring Rebel back to life, I would bring Rebel back to life.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Different dog.
You get a pet cemetery situation in there. Then it'll end up hunting me down, killing me. Yeah, I don't want any of that. What's next?
Let's be clear about one thing, Elliot. Absolutely no one was talking about the stupid buttons on your stupid peacoat. The Delaware Valley.
That was his way of warning us to talk about his coat.
Yeah. Oh, I had the top button.
The button. Top button.
Yeah, people were messaging me about that, about your top button on your jacket being buttoned. Really? Who's messaging you about that? Give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone. I want to see who did that. I want to see who did that. Expose that person. What's next?
We have a new number one on our list of most ridiculous things to ever have been said on the afternoon show. Bumping Jared McCain will be a top 15 player down to number two is our new number one. You play spades, right, Spike? Tim in Newark.
Yeah. People misinterpreted the fact that I know about rap music to the fact that I was playing spades.
Yeah. I took it all the way through. So let's just see just how far we can go with this.
Yeah, spades, nope. Did not play spades. What's next?
You like that one, Bob? 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 Howie's comedy set bombing in real time.
More Bob references today than I'm used to.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There's a lot of looking over to the... Is that right, Bob?
So we have to give away our next question prize, which is the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. The 2025 Stock Car Racers are loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess and available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com. Shut up, Dustin. This is an awesome prize. The question today was, what is uniquely Philadelphia? Jack, what are the best ones?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we could have done better, some answers today.
Okay.
We got Scrapple, which I'm a fan of. You guys are not, obviously.
Yeah.
Hoagie.
Yeah.
Pretty big answer. Oh, who doesn't think of Philadelphia when you think of Episcopal versus Haverford?
Look, man, I did not endorse that answer.
That was terrible.
That was rough.
The Mummers Parade.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. John.
Oh, ugh. We can't give it to John.
Reading Terminal Mark.
No, that is a loser answer. I would say Mummers.
Yeah, Mummers for it to be something that's unique to
Uniquely
Philly.
Yeah. That is the winner. Who is that?
That was Bill in Newcastle, which we give credit to because he was on right before Howie.
Oh, and he
hung on for the entire press conference.
Yeah.
Just to give that answer.
Yes. So
answer.
We will have another Hess Truck Stock Car Racer tomorrow. Now, normally on Tuesdays, we get Fritz at 6. Are we getting Fritz at 6?
Yes.
Are you working two nights in a row?
Woo. And I went to 7:30 last night, and I'm going to go to 7:30 on Thursday. Yeah,
wow.
It's just a grinder.
And you were all Friday.
I worked Friday.
No, you did not.
Well, paycheck says I worked.
You didn't do it. Oh. You didn't get that paycheck yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
What did you do, go in a doctorate?
I'm just saying I might have talked to payroll.
Yeah.
Corporate payroll. Wow. I still got poll. I still got email addresses.
Everyone's afraid of Spike.
What are you doing? What are you doing in Fritz at 6 tonight?
Are you happy the Eagles didn't trade AJ Brown?
That's a good one.
Stupid, man. He's going to say no.
I don't know, Jim. If there's one thing that could derail the season, it's AJ Brown.
It's a good point.
Thank you.
And then TK is after you. TK, I imagine, will have a rip-roaring show. Fritz at 6 is next. We hope to see you tomorrow at Birds at the Bayou, Chickies and Pete's. Remember the morning show, the midday show, the afternoon show, and then ESPN from 6 to 8 will be there. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, so we hope to see you at some point tomorrow. Thank you for listening, or just listen. That's fine, too. Thanks for listening, and remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.